It doesn't matter where you come from, but it's always matter where you end. I came from a very, very poor background. There was a time we can't even have a 3 meal in a day. Hockey is the only chance where I can make a difference in life. I think I am the only player, hockey player in India and in the world who represented the country at the youngest age. Before, it was very, very difficult. No, don't send your daughter to sport or to outside. She will wear shorts and half-sleeve shirts. She will bring a bad name to your family. But now the things have changed a lot. People in this country who reached to the top, I think most of them came from very, very humble backgrounds. I want to see my Indian team at the Olympic podium one day. Saraya, I got a goosebumps.
Hello and welcome. My name is Anupam Kher. Welcome to my show where for the next half an hour we will be talking all things India, Bharat, with a very special guest. She's a former Indian women's hockey captain who is now shaping new generation of athletes. Welcome, Rani Rampal.
Rani Rampal is one of India's most celebrated field hockey players. As the captain of the Indian women's hockey team, she led it to its best performance to date, a semi-final finish at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. For her outstanding achievements, Rani was awarded the country's fourth highest civilian honour, the Padma Shri, making her one of the youngest sportspersons to receive it.
You started as a very, very humble beginning, I also started from, my father was a clerk in the forest department. So that means India has great chances from, even if you come from small towns, small beginnings, you can make it big. Like our prime minister, he was a chaiwala and now he's the prime minister of the country. You think India has changed?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, India has changed a lot. Like as you said, you come from a very humble background. You know, I also came from a very humble background. There are so many people in this country who reached to the top. I think most of them came from very, very humble backgrounds. I think, but still, their spirit was always high.
That's right.
That's I felt. Because I feel like it doesn't matter where you come from, but it's always matter where you end.
Wow, so, that's amazing. That's such an amazing thing to say. What was your childhood like? You started playing hockey at a very, very young age, seven. But how did you get interested in it? You're from Haryana. Give us a little background. What was your childhood like?
I born in Haryana, a district called Kurukshetra. Mm. And there is a place called Shahabad Markanda. Mm. So I born there in 1994. Mm. My father was a cart puller, so, and my mother was a housewife and house help, you can say. When I was 7 years old, I studied in a Punjabi school. It's called Shri Guru Nanak Pritam Girl School in Shahabad. Mm. In that school, India's one of the best women hockey academy was established there, you know. Today, I feel very honored and privileged to say that more than 80 girls from that academy represented India.
Wow, that's amazing.
From a small place. So when I see those girls that time, so I thought, okay, I should also play hockey, you know, because I came from a very, very poor background, poor family. So I thought maybe hockey is the only chance where I can make a difference in life. Because in my family, there was no one talk about any study, doctors, engineers and all. And to be honest, even my father can't afford it. Mm. Even though if I have a dream to become a doctor, police officer, anything else, but he can't afford it. But before that, because I came from Haryana, and if we talk about Haryana 25 years ago, not many people encourage girls to play sport, actually. Mm. You know, now things have changed
Haryana
a lot.
Is a leading state.
You know, because girls are doing so much good for this country in every state, you know, especially in sport, if we talk about. But 25 years ago, that was not the case. When I talked to my father and mother that I want to play hockey, and their reaction was not really good. Mm. They are like, no, you can't play hockey because what society will say to us.
So what did they want you to become?
They were like, okay, just study till 10th class and then we will get you married. Mm. You know, because that is the only thing they can do that time because of the financial things, because of the society thing. And imagine 7 years old kid who don't know anything about society. They just want to play, you know. And but yeah, in my case, that was like my father and mother was like, no, no, you can't play. And then they talked to my relatives and neighbors and they said, no, don't send your daughter to sport or to outside. She will wear shorts and half sleeve shirts, you know. She will bring a bad name to your family. You know, and being a 7 year old girl, it was really, really painful to heard about all these things. But somehow there is always a soft corner in a father's heart for their daughters, and that was there with my father also.
So what's your father's name?
Rampalji.
Rampal.
Yes. That's why people call me.
So you've taken your father's full name as your second name. How wonderful.
So my father then took a stand and he said, okay, you just play hockey. And don't do anything wrong that people, you know, say that we were right that time, you know.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay. Then I started playing hockey, but this was one thing, like, you know, to battle with the society and all, being a girl child, that was not easy to start playing sport. But the second thing was poverty, you know, because there was a time where we can't even have a 3 meal in a day.
Wow.
You know, we struggled a lot with the food because sometimes we are like, if we had one meal, we don't know where the second meal come from.
And who all were in your family? You, your father, your mother, any sister, brother?
I have two older brothers, elder brothers. That time I have my grandfather, my grandmother. So seven family members were there. My father was the only one who earned. People don't even believe he earned 80 rupees that time.
Can I tell you how much my father earned in 1953-52? 90 rupees. And we were 14 people in the family to take care of.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He earned 80 rupees in a day and sometimes he just go and he don't get a work and he just come back home even without 80 rupees.
He was a daily wager.
Yeah, daily wager. Because he was a cart puller, so he used to bring bricks, you know, soles and all for people who make constructions and all. And for me, you know, like, we all work that we can get a good food, the first thing. You know, second, all the things are secondary, like, you know, the home, the luxury cars and all, you know. But imagine if a child is struggling for the food, but now I feel like how pressurable is for my parents that time, you know, because they have to arrange the foods for the family, especially for my father, because at least we have a hope on our father, mother, they will bring the food, but they don't have any hope from anyone, you know.
That's right.
So that pressure was real and I learned a lot those things from my parents, you know, how to work hard and always face the challenges, never give up on life. So I think all these things I learned from my parents, my father especially. But it was a very humble beginning.
When did you get your first something which happened that, okay, Rani is making it big now? At the age of, I think, what, 9 or 14 or something?
14.
14, yeah. 14. What happened? How did that happen?
I think I am the only player, hockey player in India and in the world who represented the country at the youngest age, at the age of 14, where I represented India, you know, in 2008. And that tournament was Olympic qualifier, where it's a dream for every athlete to represent their country in the Olympic Games. And that was mine also. Till to 2016, Indian women's hockey team never qualified. So I think that was the moment. I still remember, along with my parents, there is my coach, you know, he's a Dronacharya Awardee, Sardar Baldev Singh.
Yes.
He's also from Punjab, who supported me a lot in my career, whatever I am today, because of him, I can say. Because he believed in me, he saw that talent in me, he searched that talent, you know, and he worked on me. I still remember that moment. He always asked athletes to bring 500 ml milk in the academy in the morning session to drink after the training. But as I said, my family can't afford it because 500 ml milk even don't come for the whole family.
Yes.
So for me, it was so difficult. So I always take 200 ml milk and put 300 ml water in it, and then I drink it. Even though I know, like, you know, I'm cheating with myself, but when you don't have an option in life, you don't have any choice, then...
That's not called cheating, that's called courage.
Yeah, and you can say, yes, it was courage because not many people even have a courage in life.
Yeah. You didn't give up.
Yeah. So I think he supported me a lot, my coach supported me a lot. But as you asked the question, when did I felt like I can do something? So in academy, we were playing a match, hockey match, and I scored a most beautiful goal when I was young. So my coach gave me a 10 rupees note that time as a prize, and he wrote on it, it's like a future champion.
Wow.
You know, so for me, that was in that young age, it was like an Olympic medal, you know, getting from your coach, you know. But unfortunately, sometimes life is so unfair. I kept that note for so long, so long.
And then one day you had to spend it.
Yes, one day I have to spend that note because I still remember I was at home. So some guest came to our house. And so normally we have a culture in India, whoever come to house, we always offer a tea, chai. So my mom was like, you know, I want to make a chai for them, but we don't have a milk at home. You know, and if we don't offer them a chai, then it will be disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I said, okay, take this 10 rupees and buy a milk and offer them a chai. And but today I feel like, you know, that was a very precious thing for me, you know, which I spent it after so long. And it was very emotional moment also for me.
I can imagine. We've all gone through this. I'll tell you something about myself. Mehndi Hasan Saab, ghazal singer, was singing in a small gathering, but I gate crashed. I reached there. Dilip Kumar Saab was also there. And I took a 5 rupee note from my friend and I said, you give me that. I don't have paper. So he signed on it. He wrote, "Toda future bahut bright hai." It's exactly this is happening. And 5 rupee note, and I had to spend it. But you made him proud. You actually made your future bright. And I actually made myself feel proud that I actually made it. So it's a great story.
I think he made my future bright.
Exactly.
You know, so it was always my honor to be a trainee of him because he had everything in his life. He was very wealthy people, I can say. But still, he worked for the people like us.
Is it easy to be a woman athlete in India now or before that? Before we foreigners always feel that very male face. Or is it easy to? Is that changing now?
Before it was very very difficult. As I said, like you know, state like Haryana where people don't even celebrate a girl child. Where it's like even I still remember when I was born. So my grandmother was really, really upset. Even I had two elder brothers. After that, I was the third one. So she was very, very angry, you know, that a girl child born. But now the things have changed a lot, you know, in a society. Because you can see girls are much more responsible for their families. They are taking much more responsibility for their families, their parents. They take care of the house a lot, even their families and their next families. And they're doing wonderful things in every field, I can say. It can be a sport, it can be a, like, you can see, like, there are lots of doctors, even if we see in US and all, it's Indians, you know. Yeah, there are so many, you can say, police officers, even in armies, even in
forces. Yeah, forces, there are so many. IAS officers.
And women are inspiring a lot. Not even they are not even only inspiring the women, but I think they are inspiring a whole generation of male and females.
Yes.
Because females' struggles are totally different than the males, especially in India.
Like
you
what?
Can say in rural areas, still I feel like you know there are less encouragement for the girls. To go out of the house to do things because people are still parents especially are little bit feel insecure unsafe.
Traditional also.
Traditionally,
huh? Traditions are also there. Huh?
Yet every state, we have, I think, 100 of cultures in this country, and which I think a beautiful thing, which I love about my country. But every state is different. Every state have their own cultures and all. And every state have some of domination in some field. You know, if you go to Haryana, there is like everyone want to be a sports person. Because there are so many sports person came from there who won the Olympic medal. If you go to Bihar and all, they are like most of IAS, IPS people come from there. So there are so many other things in every state. And I think it's a beauty of this country. Not everyone is same.
So which was the first foreign country you visited?
You will be amazed, like my first visit was Russia, in Russia.
Really?
Yes. In 2008, I went to Russia. The city is, was like Kazan, where I played my first Olympic qualifier, where I don't even, because I was so young, I was 14 years old, I don't even know what is Olympic mean is, you know. I just know the Olympic is the biggest tournament of sport. Yeah, so my first visit was...
So you were taken as in a group of people. How many days did you stay there?
I think it was 13 days. I still remember first time I sat in a aeroplane that time. Before that, I never sat in aeroplane. Nowadays, if you see people go to domestic in India, like from Delhi to Mumbai, go by flight. But that time, we feel like if we go abroad...
You were 14 years old and you went on a flight. I was 21 year old when I went on a flight. That is also from Delhi to Lucknow.
Oh my God, can you believe it was opposite for me? We were training in Lucknow. So for you... We went, like Indian team went from Lucknow to Delhi, then Delhi to Russia, Kazan. But I still remember, you know, because I have no idea what happens in plane, you know. Mm-hmm. In schools when we study, na, so I when plane goes above the head, na, so we always used to see and we are like, I don't know which people are sitting in this plane. They are very rich people and we can never sit in a plane, you know. So for that time for us, Delhi was a foreign country, you know, because we feel like we can never go to Delhi because only rich people who are very educated, they can only go to Delhi. I still remember there were so many senior players in our team who represented India. More than a decade that time who was in our team. So I was the youngest in that team. So they were like, you know, kidding with me in a flight. They're like, you need to take a blanket with you. You need to take a food with you, you know, because
take it in.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you will not get anything in the flight. And when we get a food, so one of the girl, Suman Bala Didi, she said, now you have to pay everyone's food. And I was like, I can't pay even for my food because I don't have any money. So I started crying because I am like, how I am going to pay for everyone's food? So, and then she said to me, no, don't worry. You don't need to pay. It's already in a ticket and all. So it's like, we had a small dreams that time, you know, and those dreams were like, but yes, definitely you need to work really, really hard for those dreams.
So what are the responsibilities that you have to have in your mind when you are representing your country?
People look up to you. So always lead by example. Even in for your team, for your country, where people see to you and they get inspired, which is not easy because before an athlete, we all are humans.
Of course.
You know, we have moods, we have challenges, we have problems. Sometimes this is what sports taught me. We don't know wake up. We don't want to do the work because we are not feeling good physically or mentally or emotionally. But still, you need to wake up and show up.
Yes.
You know, which made you what you are now.
That's right. And I always see sports people, even I get emotional when I see an event being won and then you show the flag of the country. It's a great sense of patriotism and national identity. When you win an event and when the national anthem plays and you are holding that thing, what goes on in your mind?
Sir, I got a goosebumps actually when you talk about flag, your country. And I think only two people can feel this feeling. One is army person.
Yes.
You know, the second is post person. When your flag goes high, and you are representing your country, even you can't explain that feeling in a words. Because that is totally a different feeling. Where you forget everything, everything literally, and you just remember that you are playing for your country. And you have to do everything possible you could do to make your country proud. Because 140 million people are watching. They have a hope from you. You definitely, we feel so much of pressure also. Because everyone's hope, everyone's eyes on us, you know. Sports is the one thing which can bring a totally different happiness to the country.
Yeah, and where it brings them together also.
Brings them together. You can see when anyone from country represent India, they win Olympic medal or they win any World Cups and all.
Yes.
So, whole country celebrate it, whole country, you know, get together and celebrate it.
Yeah.
So, I think that's an amazing feeling. Even for us, that is a target when we are young, when we are going to get that Indian jersey. Because we can get that flag on that jersey, you know. So, that is the ultimate goal for any athlete when they start playing sport. They all, I think, 99% sports person work for that jersey, you know.
That's
right. We want to wear that jersey. Wearing that jersey is not many people get that honor, that opportunity to wear and represent. So I think I am a lucky one who get that opportunity to represent my country in that jersey. And that jersey always, I always tried my best to keep that legacy, to honor that jersey, you know, to protect that jersey.
And how do you cope up with disappointment? Now you're training the Indian team under 17. When you don't win, how do you pep yourself up? How do you tell yourself, it's okay, I will be all right?
Sir, unfortunately, life is not fair to everyone. We always not get what we deserve, you know. And sports is like that. You know, sometimes you can be the best team, but you still lose, you know.
True.
And how you handle it, that is the most important thing.
Yes.
Even not many people can handle success also, you know.
I agree with you completely.
I think handling failure is much easier than handling success, you know. But disappointments, I think you should always look forward. This is what sports taught us. Like, I can give you an example. We played 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, where Indian women's hockey team finished fourth at Olympic Games.
Yes.
We just narrowly missed the bronze medal. We lost the semi-final from Argentina by 2-1. Within 18 hours, we have a bronze medal game. We were so upset. We were crying like a hell. You know, we were not even talking to each other. We felt like we lost everything in life.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to eat anything. And whatever we could possibly do the wrong things, we did. But in sports, you don't have any option. Like, next day, within 18 hours, you can't say we don't want to play.
Yes.
Because you are already loser then.
Yes.
You know, but yes, before that game, at night, we all sat together, you know, we talked. Whatever happened, it's happened, you know. We still have one more game to play and it's in our hand if we still need that medal or not. But yes, effort should be there and we will see what the result will be. And I think we, as an Indian team, we fought really, really hard. We lost to Great Britain 4-3 again. But sports na always taught you, even if you see in studies, like people when they fail in exams, you know, you see, some people, some students get suicide, you know, because of the depression, because of the stress and all. But in sports, you will never hear these things. Because in sport, you only reach to the top when you have an attitude of never give up. So I think never give up is one of my philosophy. Challenge will be there, struggle will be there. Nobody is perfect in this world and yes, sometimes we don't get what we deserve and we have to accept it. Acceptance is a must. Until we don't accept it, we don't move forward. And it's not easy, but yes, we all learn the lesson. Sometimes it's a hard way.
Well, you speak so well. You speak with so much of truth, I must say that. And this is so, this is my philosophy also, that don't give up. I run an acting school and it's a very insecure profession. So many people come to the city of Mumbai to make it big, and 0.001% make it. But rest of them, I said, don't give up, because it's not the option. You don't have the option. You are from Haryana and you are now a role model. What is the kind of social causes that you are associated with? What do you do? When you were starting it, it was difficult because of your family, poverty or whatever it is. But the social causes, the things that you, how are you involved with that? Are you involved with any of these?
Yes, hockey has given me a lot. Hockey has given me identity, I can say, you know, where... So now it's my turn to give back to hockey, to give back to society. The things which I struggle for, I feel like nowadays generation shouldn't feel. So like in my city, Shahabad, Markanda, we still have that academy where the young girls played there, you know, they have still the same struggles. Some people are very, come from a poor backgrounds and all. So I always try to give them whatever the help, like equipments, the shoes, the kits and all. So I provide them. And the most important thing I can do is like whatever knowledge, experience I have gained from this sport, if I try my best to share that knowledge, to share that experience with the young generation who are struggling with the same struggles which I had, to overcome that struggles, you know. Don't think you cannot become what you want to become. Because if I can achieve, I think every girl can achieve in this country.
Wow. So what was your proudest moment as a player?
The day when I got the Indian jersey, you know. And the day when we represented India at the 2020 Olympic Games and we finished fourth. Even though that was a mixed feeling of happiness and sadness because you narrowly missed them. But I think we set the bar so high. So now the younger generation can follow that, you know, to achieve. Because we gave them the belief that it is possible, you know. Because someone else gave us that belief to reach to the Olympics.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's sometimes the belief is everything. We have all the skills, but sometimes we don't have that belief.
And what do you want to accomplish as a coach?
I want to see my Indian team at the Olympic podium one day.
Well, you have been an example as a player and you are an example as a coach. Thank you, Rani Rampal, and thank you for watching. Join me again next week as we uncover new layers to the great nation of India, and let's talk Bharat.